USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Just as the COVID-19 vaccine is close at hand, the U.S. is now averaging more than 1,300 deaths a day. That's the highest death toll since spring. The country has more than 254,000 deaths, the most in the world by far. Health experts are deeply afraid that holiday travel next week will fuel spread of the virus. Many states and cities are imposing near lockdowns or other restrictions. Kyle Rittenhouse made bail. The 17-year-old accused in the fatal shooting of two people in Kenosha, Wisconsin in late August was released from jail Friday after posting $2 million in bail. In Wisconsin, bail has to be paid in full in cash. Rittenhouse's attorney said the money came back from funds raised by an organization called Fight Back. According to the Washington Post, the group said on its website that its mission is to protect and defend constitutional rights. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 closed lower on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.